WSIV 944, mobile monitor.
WSIV 944, you're coming in crystal clear. This is WSIV 709.
How's it going, 709?
Well, that's a personal question, and I'd like for you to stay out of my affairs.
Unfortunate.
Sorry, a little gassy today. How you doing?
I do believe that goes under personal affairs, and I'd like you to stay out of them, please.
Totally my bad on that one. I apologize.
Good. You should feel sorry.
Actually, now that I think about it, I really do not.
Shame on you and your whole lineage.
Oh, if I had a dime for every time I heard that.
I'm sure you have 10 cents, because I'm guaranteeing that's the first time you've ever heard that.
That's great.
Guys, play nice.
I missed that. Can you repeat?
I heard someone say play nice.
Nah, I'm good.
So how you doing?
Not too shabby. Got a ton of side work done, which is kind of nice. Get that money rolling in. But the wife was just in a hit and run two nights ago down in downtown Fraser. She was turning right, and the guy behind her hit her bumper and then took off.
Is she all right?
Yeah, she was having some back problems from when she fell roller skating for my nephew's birthday party at the beginning of this year or whatever. And it went away, but now it's back. So her neck and her back still hurt, but I made her go get everything checked out, and so far everything looks good.
Was there a lot of damage to the car?
No, it's not that bad. The exhaust on her driver's side is bent in. I start pulling that out a little bit, but her bumper cover needs to be replaced and repainted. And come to find out, there's 11 different freaking bumpers for a Grand Cherokee. Got a pair of deductible, which I raised it from $500 to $1,000, so I got to pay $1,000. And yeah, it was $1,554 is what the damage is at the collision shop.
Expensive.
It's always something, man. Did a couple side jobs to make some money, and that money's already gone.
It is what it is. It's just the way the world works.
Yes, sir. That's correct. Good times. How you doing, though?
Not bad. Just day to day, you know.
Yes, sir. I'm assuming you're excited to rush home and get home to the old lady.
I am so excited. I'm doing 5 under the speed limit.
Driving on the shoulder with your flashers on.
Yeah, I actually purposefully deflated one of my tires, so I had to drive real slow.
Understandable. JT sent me a message, I think it was yesterday, I didn't see it till today, but he sent me a message saying he has a camera for me that I lent him. So I was thinking I might swing over there Wednesday when you guys get out of work. I'll grab that ice pack from you, grab that camera from JT, and then you can work on your car if you're free.
Is that Wednesday?
Possibly Wednesday.
Right on. Just let me know, you know.
Did it rain out by you guys today?
It did indeed. It was kind of green out. It was kind of weird. I was like, oh, look at that. Are we going to get a nader? No. Unfortunately, the building is still standing.
What a shame. Yeah, it said it was coming across and possibly hailing and everything, but I didn't get anything out by me.
Yeah, it's got to stand out in the yard with the old water hose and point it straight up. And it's raining. Magic.
You know, I stood out there with a 12-foot aluminum ladder holding it above my head, which is exhausting, by the way, but I was just trying to make sure I'm fully grounded.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
I've been experimenting with this SDR radio on the computer. It's pretty cool so far, but once again, still don't know what I'm doing. So, trial and error. But, I was able to pick up the railroad here yesterday. Kind of cool.
That one, you can just listen to everything, right?
That is correct, sir.
Well, that's neat.
Your radio sounds like it's coming in nice and clear.
Sorry, say that again.
Your radio is coming in pretty clean.
I'm glad to know everything's working. You're coming in pretty clean yourself.
Well, thanks. I showered earlier today.
Yeah, I heard that tends to help out the radios a bunch.
How's it feel to have the day off for tomorrow?
Bittersweet, because I know it's just a singular day, and I'll be back to work the next day, but I will enjoy that day to the fullest.
Why don't you just take a couple days?
You know what? That's not a bad idea. I think I'm just going to no-call, no-show on Monday.
Not seeing the problem with that.
Screw it. I might take 3 days. No-call, no-show Monday, and no-call, no-show Tuesday. That's how to do it.
I'd go all the way to Wednesday. That way you're not just coming back for one day. You guys hire anyone new yet?
Negative.
Well, thank you, Sally, for that info on the weather. Who do you got working with you today?
Daniel had volunteered for the last, he basically did a month straight. He's volunteered for last week, this week, and then next week, and then the week after that, I guess.
I didn't catch that last part. It was kind of noisy.
I guess the week after next, Daniel's going to take his normal days off. He's been working, though, the Friday, Saturday.
I know he likes the money.
He sure do. If he wants to work, let him work.
Sitting out here in the garage, smoking a cigar, relaxing a little bit. Not gonna lie, this is the life that people in my tax bracket get to live.
Ah, here you go again with the tax bracket stuff.
Oh, did I mention that before?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your last.
Well, I wasn't sure if I brought that up before about the tax bracket.
Oh, yeah. Quite often, even though I initiated it, but, you know, still.
It still counts.
Hey, just out of curiosity, what flavor is that Swisher Sweet?
Anyways.
You probably sprung for the 3-pack, huh, you baller, you?
How's, Jeremy holding up at work?
He seems to be doing all right. I don't really pay attention, if I'm honest.
Well, he hasn't lost his crap, so that's a good sign.
Or he has, but he's really good at hiding it.
Oh, that's true. That makes sense.
But who knows?
Hey, do me a favor, respond back. And talk for a little while. I'm recording the sound wave here.
Responding back and recording talk waves and whatnots and things and stuff and brain rot. I don't know what you want me to talk about, guy. You should have gave me a question or something.
No, that's okay. I got my amusement out of it.
Well, that's good.
So I'm shooting you this right now by Messenger. There's an echo on it because it's picking up my radio in the background also.
Right on. I'll take a look at it when I get home.
Yeah, from what I'm seeing on the radio here, your the radio you're talking off of doesn't have any spurious emissions or anything. You're staying right in the signal tone.
Did you mean to say any tone?
Oh, I feel like I'm stroking out right now.
That's how you know it's good. Am I still coming in clear?
Yeah, you're coming in crystal clear.
Yeah, I just didn't know if this parking spot was going to be good or not.
Yeah, you're coming in flawless.
Yeah, that 40-foot antenna I have on the back of my vehicle is just working overtime.
Well, who's paying for the overtime?
Sending the bill to Wayne.
Typical. Just typical.
Well, yeah, I don't want to do anything different. I might scare people.
Yeah, it's weird. I'm not getting any background noise from you or anything.
I wonder if they worked on the Detroit repeater at all.
Yeah, I heard a couple guys talking yesterday. The Mount Clemens repeater, I guess, has been messed up, and so has the Detroit one.
Am I not getting any of that warble?
No, nothing. You're coming in clear. Like, you're right next to me.
Yeah, they might have fixed it or did something with it. Changed up some settings or whatnot.
Yeah, whatever you did, it sounds great. Even on your drive, though, it sounded nice and clear.
Yeah, it's not anything I did, because I didn't change anything. It's probably the repeater that they worked on and did something with.
Yeah, it was. I did some research the other night on repeaters. So, and I'm like, you know what? I could build one here in the garage, put it on top of the roof, and that way people out this way more north can, you know, extend it a little further. But after looking at all of it, all the way down to antenna height, I mean, I'd have to be pretty damn high up there in order to make it work. And I don't want to do that here.
Typical quitter.
Now you sound like my wife. I was explaining it to her, too. I know the math that I did, the antenna would have to be 75 to 80 feet up in the air. And she said, not a chance in hell.
All I'm hearing is she doesn't want you to be happy.
In fear, I thought she loved me.
She's showing you her true colors, that's all.
Yeah, I told her I was going to look for a new replacement, and she said, good luck trying to find somebody that's not in it for my money.
That's what the women that say, they're not into your money, but they're actually into your money, that's what they say.
That's right. I mean, I'm looking at my workbench here, and there's $2 in singles just laying right there alone.
Hide that from her. She's going to take that.
To be single again.
Yeah, I've forgotten what that's like, too.
Are you at your place now?
Yes, I'm just avoiding going back into the apartment.
It's like a hostage situation.
Not really.
I'll tell you what, considering what it sounded like talking to you before to now, night and day difference.
What do you mean?
Well, on your handheld when you were in your parking lot, it sounded awful, like hard to hear you over the noise. And now with you with this, any tone. What tone? Oh, I think it's any tone. And your antenna and everything, where you're at now, I mean, it's like those trees make no difference.
This radio doesn't care about trees or wilderness, it just cares about touching repeaters.
Well, let me needs to keep its hands to itself.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Have you been on the radio much lately?
Here and there, mainly just listening.
Yeah, I haven't been able to be on it too much, to be honest with you. Same thing, just turn on to listen and then get going on a project or something and even forget it's going.
Are you on it most nights or tonight's a good night?
Yeah, it just depends on the night. I've been doing that side work, so I haven't really been home. Working late because there's nobody there, so just trying to get it wrapped up. I got probably about 2 more days total into it. So, not bad.
Nah, not bad at all. Is that deck you were talking about, I think?
No, this is a flood damaged basement, full redo.
When did you start that job?
I think it was Wednesday, if I remember right.
Oh, that's not bad. You're making great time on it, but from what I'm imagining, like, the worst of the worst.
Yeah, I did it the easiest way possible for me this time. So, went over there, did an estimate, got that written up that night, had the material ordered, and set up for delivery for Friday. And then, got over there and started making it happen.
Maintenance guy.
Yeah, that's it.
So explain to me why after you leave, all the blades on the buckets are like an inch and a half off the bottom, and like they're impossible to process anything.
Well, that could only be user error.
Well, it sounds like you need to come back and do some maintenance.
How about I just give you a list of things I'd rather do?
Well, yeah, there'd only be one thing on that list, coming back and doing maintenance.
Okay, that's valid.
Go work with Tim, and then when Tim comes, you come with Tim to help him out. That'd be hilarious.
Okay, that would be funny.
One fell swoop, Tim no longer does retorts for the business.
That would be funny. All of a sudden he decides, I don't want to work for you guys anymore.
No, it wouldn't be. That would be probably Wayne looking elsewhere.
And then without him knowing it, he ends up hiring the new company that just got started up by, me?
That would be insanely funny. Like, I can't get away from this guy.
I have to ask you, how's Josh holding up with the new position?
From what it sounds like, he's doing the same exact thing he was doing.
Oh, no crap. Same old?
Yeah. So, I haven't seen him doing anything different. It's just his title has changed. So there's that. I'm sure you were around for that.
Yeah, for sure.
But at least he's being paid for the work he's doing. He's getting paid semi-right for what he's doing.
Yeah, I know they get a couple perks with that position too. Like in other words, you get like a gas card and stuff like that. But in the end, it still doesn't level out.
Well, I mean, if he's doing the same thing that he's been doing, like, nothing's changed besides the perks. I mean, if he's good at what he does, he is good at what he does. I mean, there's no downside to it.
No, for sure. I mean, just being what he is isn't a bad thing, but it's all dependent on people doing their job.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, sir, I'm going to head off here and hopefully get the dog inside so he stops standing like 2 feet away from me and staring me down nonstop. So, yeah, I'm going to let you go on this one. What am I? WSIU 709. I'll be clear on your lap.
Yeah, right on. I was about to say the same thing. I'm glad you got your call sign right. I noticed you had a little bit of trouble with that. On that note, WSIV 944, signing out.
WSHF 567, good morning, channel. Morning, can I mount there, Sam? WRWB 489.
Morning, Mike.
Be right back. I'm going to give you some coffee, right?
Do that.
WSBU 202, good morning to all.
WSHF 567, good morning, Mike. I hope you have a good day.
Oh, yeah, I'll have a good day. You, gonna duck out of here, or?
Oh, I'm not out of here, man. I can't hear you on the other one at all. You know.
Yeah. Anyway. So, what do you got going on for today?
No, absolutely nothing. Today's my birthday. I'm going to put a sign on the door. Me and the wife got our fishing license, so we're going to go by the water and go fishing for a little while.
Well, there you go. Which spot are you going to fish off of?
I don't know where I'm going. I used to go over there by... No, hang on a minute. Dimitri's. I used to go over there by Dimitri's, right? But they closed that up, so I don't know where I'll go.
you know, maybe the lighthouse, maybe, you know, I don't know.
We'll figure it out. My wife said, do you know a good spot?
I know some good spots.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, by Blossom Heath.
Yeah, that's all blocked off back there now. You got to have a special pass and get a St. Clair Shores resident. There's Harrison Park on Jefferson. That's pretty big. It's a good fishing spot there. And then you have right there, the foot of South River Road. I go there a lot. Then you have downtown Mount Clemens, right along the river there. Good spots in there.
I used to like that spot right there next to the buildings there, you know, at the meters. There used to be just this one little spot, man, where you can go fishing. I know they closed it off, and it's been closed off for quite a while now, but that used to be my spot.
I'm out here.
Here, what about Jefferson, where, you know, down there by Swirly Top, where they used to rent the boats? I know they don't rent the boats there anymore, but I wonder if you can fish there. Wouldn't mind going and renting one of them little boats like I used to, man. That was fun back in the day, but they don't do that no more.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That I'm not sure of. I mean, if you really want to, you know, if you're looking for, you know, fish, I mean, like I said, the best place to go really is like the foot of South River Road.
Yeah,
Joe. I heard somebody's got a birthday out there. Happy birthday to you, and I hope you have an awesome day.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
WSHS 567, you still out there?
Yes, sir. I'm here, Mike.
Paul said for you to give him a call. He needs Mike's phone number.
Let him know as soon as I'm done my video chat, I'll send him Mike's number.
Or just text it to him.
I'll do that after I'm done my video chat. I can't do it right this second.
Okay.
WRCP 347. Looking for a signal check. That I can get one.
You're working there, sir. WRWB 49. a little bit scratchy into the repeater, but for the most part, it is legible.
Copy that. Just put a new antenna on the truck, so thank you much. Have a good morning. WRCP 347, click.
Judging by the picket fence, that you must be mobile, correct?
Affirmative.
All in all, it's still working, so. All right, you have yourself a good day. This is WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by.
WSHF 567. Hey, Mike, we decided to go fishing. We're going to go fishing.
Well, there you go. Yeah, you know, your best bet would be to go to the foot of South River Road at the DNR access site. I don't think there's going to be anybody in the booth today, so you can just drive in. Unless you've got a pee on your plate or you got a pass, you know, for the year.
Yeah, I don't have any passes or anything like that, but I'll pay to get in the park if I have to. I mean, nah, no big deal. I just want to go dip a line in the water and watch the old lady catch the first fish as always.
Yeah, copy that. Or you could go, you know, Harrison Park, right there just before Shook and Jefferson. Well, it's, yeah, just before Shook and Jefferson. It's right there on the right-hand side as you're going north on Jefferson. Just before the Comerica Bank and the 7-Eleven. That's free to get in. They got a pier there. They just redid that park, too. It's all brand new. I'm going to get ready for work here, and I'm going to QSY to the Mobile here in about 15 minutes. If you're still going to be out here.
Yeah, I'll be out here. Yeah, I know Shady Lane Apartments, there's a spillway there. I used to live there years ago when there was two apartment complexes there. Maybe I'll go fishing over there at the spillway.
Yeah, you could do that too. I forgot about that. Yeah. It's right across from the old Harrison Hospital there on Jefferson and Ballard. All right there, Sam. We'll catch you in the mobile. This is WRWB 489. We'll be clear.
Do all that, Mike. WSHF 567 monitoring.
WSFY587, WSFY587. If there's anybody out there, hear me loud and clear. I'd like to wish everyone a good morning. It's kind of cheery over, chilly over here in Detroit, Michigan. WSFY587. Listening.
Good morning from WRWB 489.
Good morning from WRFK 359. Yes, sir.
We have bad static. Can you repeat that, please? You have bad static. Can you repeat that, please?
Did you say your QTH was there, sir?
I hear you a little bit. I got a good antenna, but it's acting up. Might have to get a replacement.
What's your QTH? very unaudible. Too much baking frying. This is WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by until you get to a better spot.
Copy all that loud and clear, Mike.
Talking to the other gentleman out there that was wishing everybody a good morning. Just wondering what where his 2TH was.
He's standing. We're going to go over there by the stowaway. That's somebody that's out there.
We got a parking area and all that stuff. We did all that here about a few years ago. They mowed all that woods down and they put in a parking area and sidewalk and all that stuff.
Yeah, 10-4. WSHF 567. I'm listening. You headed out to work?
I'm just passing exit 240 here on 94, heading east.
I just got my other GMRS antenna. Now I hear y'all loud and clear.
What's your QTH there, sir?
In other words, James, he wants to know where you're at.
Sorry about that. Are you talking about me? WSFY587? You want to know where I'm at? Sorry, I'm hearing a whole lot of static. If you want to know where I'm at, I am in Detroit, Michigan. WSFY587, standing by.
Said what, Detroit? I couldn't really understand. Not to be rude or anything.
Detroit, Michigan. Detroit.
You're in Detroit. You're better off using the Detroit repeater instead of the Mount Clemens. You'd probably receive and transmit better.
I wish I knew how to program it to the Detroit repeater, but unfortunately, I met someone from using this repeater talking to your guys. I met someone, I believe last month, if I'm not mistaken, and they meet me in Hazel Park to program it. So I don't think I got the Detroit repeater program in there.
Frequency would be 462.6250. 462.6250. What's going on with Dave?
Nothing, man. I'm trying to wake up.
Take a shot of caffeine.
It's not working today.
Take a cold shower.
I'm working, man. I'll get there sooner or later.
People I know, they take a hit of sativa, or they take some uppers, and man, they're ready to go.
Yeah, I could use a handful of those. Whatever they are.
WSCU 202, it's time to get up and go.
I got woke up at 7 o'clock this morning. My mom woke me up.
Must be nice to have them kind of problems.
Hello?
Kind of some Cracker Barrel.
That sounds good right about now. The only one I know of around here is that 13 in Little Mac.
One down Monroe. That's kind of far-fetched from where you guys are at.
Have they gone woke yet?
I don't know. I heard something about that here, that they're changing the logo and some of the menu options and their branding. I don't know.
Yeah, it's the same thing like they did to Bud Light. They got some woman in there, and she's, they changed the logo, they did all this and stuff to be woke, and she's saying how wonderful sales are and everything, when in reality, Cracker Barrel's already lost, I don't know, about 100 million so far since they did it.
As far as Budweiser, though, that wasn't a, well, it was pretending to be a woman. It was a man sporting a tennis dress. Roger.
You're right. I kind of, I shouldn't have put them two together, but I guess Cracker Barrel's in all kinds of trouble right now.
Got it. Yeah, like I said, I seen some article about it, and I'm like, oh, here we go. Well, all right, there, Dave, Sam, and anybody else out there that's a non-QRMer, we will talk to you later. This is WRWB 49, and we'll be clear.
WRMK 359, hey, Dave, you got me.
What's up, 359?
I got a little story I happened to me in the, when I was working in the garage at work. This other guy, this other mechanic was in there. Want to hear it?
Hang on a second. Sorry about that. I got distracted. What was that? Say that again.
A little story that happened to me when I was working in the yard on some trucks, and another mechanic. You want to hear it?
Sure, go ahead.
I turned the volume down. I didn't hear you. Did you say yes or no?
Yeah, WSSZ 793 ID. Yeah, I said go ahead. Go ahead and tell me.
Oh, we're just going on break. And we went in the bathroom to clean up. I was washing my hands. And another guy was at the urinal. He loves smoking cigars. So he laid his cigar on top of the urinal, where the valve is, where you flush it at. And where I was talking to him, and he got done, he smacked the handle. And you got to remember, this is in the middle of winter, with truck juice, and salt water, and dirty snow, and everything on people's feet. He didn't hit the handle, his cigar rolled out the urinal, right in where people pee and everything else. And I look at him, I go, you smoke yet, are ya? I said, nasty. He looked at him and he goes, I paid $50 for it. He wiped it off his pants and stuck it in his mouth. And I said, I would play it. If I paid a grand for a cigar, I wouldn't stick that thing in my mouth. I'll put it in the garbage.
Yeah, I believe that too. What did you say you paid for it?
one. But shoot, man. I look fully on it, man. I throw that thing on the trash. I don't care if I paid it like I told myself. I wouldn't care if I paid like $1,000 for one. It's going in the trash. I ain't gonna stick my cigar with all the tea and everything else on it in my mouth.
Yeah, Roger. It was a little early to be hearing something like that, but... yeah. Yeah, he wasn't going to let that 50 bucks go to waste, I tell you that. It must be a... what's the word I'm looking for? Tight ass? I don't know. But he wasn't going to let that 50 bucks go to waste, but man, that's gross as hell.
Yeah, you know how those trucking garages are, man. They're nasty. They got grease, they got garbage juice, they got salt water, they got Detroit waste. And you don't know if you stepped in, if anybody else stepped in the animal to it, you know, before.
Yeah, well, I hope it tasted good to him still. Just like it did before he dropped it in there. Hang on a second, I gotta do something here.
I gotta say, WRFK is the right time for identification purposes.
Right. I gotta get up out of here for a sec, I'll be right back. WSRG 793, I'll be back.
WRFK 359 will be on a side monitoring.
SFT 902. Good morning. 973, you out there? WSFT 902. 973, you got it turned on?
Node 710. Connected to node 70. Zero.
And a response from 973 WSFT 902. Monitoring.
WSGH 922 monitoring.
WSBM 993 in the mobile monitoring. WSID 817 from WSBM 993.
Yeah, Chad, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Hey, Mike, good morning to you. I just wanted to shout out at you and say hello if you were out here, so good to hear you. You over at the shelter today?
Yeah, yeah, roger, roger. I'm out walking dogs here, and I'm here with Lori, station 305. She's like, I told her that you submitted an application to come walk dogs here. And so she's like, have them run out here really quick. We can start training them today. But I don't know if you'd be up for that, but we're here walking dogs.
Yeah, roger that. Probably won't be able to make it in today. Maybe possibly next Saturday or Sunday, possibly. I might be able to pop on over maybe for a little while, possibly. But got the kids today, so can't do that today, unfortunately. Just got out of church. But hopefully next weekend we can maybe try to get that in, possibly, if you guys are around there.
Yeah, Lori might be around. I want to be out camping. I haven't been camping in a little while, but I think I'm going to do that next weekend. But yeah, you got to swing by here, and if you're in Bay City, are you on your way back from Bay City to Saginaw right now?
No, negative. I was at Old Town Church for church this morning, and here in Saginaw or whatever. So no, I'm not going to be in Bay City today.
Roger, roger. Well, church is good, so God is good. I'm going to head back in and finish up walking some dogs and feeding treats and whatnot, and I will let you drive safely back home. This is WSID 817. I will be clear and monitoring after your final.
Yeah, roger that. Just out of curiosity, how late are you guys going to be there today to do the dog walking? Because I got to drop the kids off at like 2 o'clock here in Saginaw. I'm pretty much free after that. Are you guys going to be around after that time, or are you guys going to be done by then?
Yeah, roger. I'm probably only going to be here for another hour, but I'm only going to be here for another hour today. But they do, it's 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and then 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the weekends. So they're only here until 2 today.
All right, Mike, sounds good. We'll get it in another one of these weekends for sure, absolutely. We'll make it happen. But all right, you have a good one, man. Enjoy walking those dogs for sure. They definitely need it. They definitely enjoy it. So beautiful day out, too. So we'll talk with you again soon, Mike Renner, a little bit later on. WSBM 993 will be clear.
Station 817, WIUG, copy. Station 922, WIUG, copy.
Well. Hello, Jack, WSGH 922. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, very good. How are you? You sounding good. Excellent.
You're sounding even better, my friend. How you been?
Oh, very good. Except got a little chilly last night, huh?
Oh, man, I've been loving this weather. This weather is awesome. Sit out on the patio, no mosquitoes. Beautiful evening.
That's what the patio is all about. Sit out there and enjoy it. And that's what I like.
Yeah, you and me both. So what else is new?
Oh, nothing. Nothing except a couple of run around here and there. And it's a little bit long run around, not short one, but I guess I got to do that.
Yeah, we're getting ready to head out here to the local farm and pick up a couple dozen ears of corn and probably put them up for winter. Maybe some tomatoes, too.
Yeah, it's all good. If you find the eggs, get the eggs, too.
Yeah, we got our Hungarian bell peppers put up yesterday. I roasted them babies on the grill and got them all put up, put away now.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, they're a little spicy. But we'll roast them on the grill and peel the skin off. Freeze them, and then when we get ready to eat them, we'll put them in a bowl with some garlic and tomato sauce. Man, are they good.
Yeah, that's what they call it, eating healthy with the spices. I like the spices stuff.
Yeah, other than that, we're getting ready to head out here and do some running around, and then probably throw something on the grill later. Who knows?
Go side by side?
Yeah, we might pull that out and run that around later. Who knows? We're open today. There's nothing but enjoyment. Relaxing, enjoying the Sunday.
That's good. Go ahead and enjoy it. I'll be around, but I don't know if I can listen to the radio or not because you got a little bit of work to do around two houses. So I got to be busy a little bit. All right, good talking to you. You take care. WIUG 48.
Okay, Jack, good hearing you, my friend. We'll talk to you later. WSGH 922, clear.
WSAA 336, mobile and monitoring.
336, WSDM 993, good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Chad. How you doing today, bud?
Oh, doing okay. How you doing today?
I'm doing well, man. I'm just left mom's place, heading home to do some things around the house.
Yeah, copy that. Is the mom back at her place, son, or is she still in that hospital or rehab place or whatever, or did she make it back to her place?
Negative. She's in rehab right now, but she goes back to her place tomorrow.
Roger that. Yeah, just got done at church and got back home here and stuff. settling in, and that's pretty much about it. Like I said, you guys were definitely in my prayers today at church and all that good stuff. So, did you get that figured out with the garage door yet? Are you going back to work on that today?
Negative. I did YouTube it, and it's done like a simple fix, but I know I hit the buttons that they were talking about and nothing happened, but I'm going to give it another go, and I got some other stuff to do there, so I'll probably do that possibly tomorrow afternoon after I get mom to her place, but we'll just have to, it depends on her. Over.
Yeah, copy that. I hear you. Well, hopefully we'll get it all figured out, like you said. Hopefully it'll be something easy, hopefully. So, but anyways, Chuck, I heard you in there. Just wanted to shout back at you. Safe travels out there. You enjoy this nice weather, and have yourself a great afternoon, good morning, and all that. And we'll probably talk with you a little bit later on, my friend. You take care for now. WSBM 993 will be monitoring.
Yeah, absolutely. I think with the exception of mowing the lawn, I'll probably have the radio on most of the afternoon. This is WSAA 336, mobile and monitoring.
WSBQ, WSBQ 684, mobile.
Shut the door, 684, WSGH 922.
Hey, Frank, how you doing, buddy?
If I was any better, it'd be illegal.
Okay, then. What you got going?
We're on our way to the farmer's, Eichelberg's, corn stand there on Linden Road.
Yeah, they got some good stuff in there, buddy. I like that farmer's market over there on, over in Davison there. We go to,
you should go to that one there on Linden Road called Rich's, right by you. Rich's there.
Yeah, that's an excellent one. White eggs in there once in a while. Their produce is never bad. I mean, it's everything they've got is good.
Yeah, and there's a guy out front there that sells bread out of this world. It's called Salt Rising Bread.
I like my bread. I love my bread.
My father always used to tell me, bread is a staff of life.
Except to me, it's one of the staples. Now everybody thinks it's bad if you eat it because it'll gain weight. Well, I got news for you. A little cholesterol is good for you.
Yep, yep. Roger on that. So how many contacts did you get out there today?
We got 60. I really had to work for about the last five of them. That man just flipped off quickly. Ron, he was doing FD8, and everything was dead across it. So if we look at the polar prediction, everything's good. So I don't know. But anyway, we got it done.
Yeah, you're a little rough here, kind of in and out of the repeater there, but I caught most of that. You got 60?
Yeah, I got 60. I'm in the park, so I'm going in high and low areas. But yeah, I got 60.
Wow, that's incredible. Good job. I can't get my butt out of bed early enough to get out there.
We can do a late one sometime. Main thing I want to do is check out that wire antenna, that blue antenna. They did an awesome job. Quick setup, quick tear down, no radios.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's the way to go for sure. Can't beat a wire.
For sure. But, when I bought it, I bought the 316 coax cable just because it came as a package. It actually did pretty good. It was surprising.
Yeah, like I texted you, you sounded a little bit light compared to previous times I've heard you. But I could hear you, but it was definitely a lot lighter today. The band was not as open.
No. In fact, you'd be trying to pick up somebody. You could barely hear them. And I told them to come back in a couple minutes. When they came back, it was loud and clear. So it's just typical stuff right now, I guess.
Roger. All right, my friend, we're getting ready to shove off here and start running around. So good hearing you out there, bud. We'll talk at you later. WSGH 922, I'll be clear on your final.
All right, brother, enjoy the day. Stay out of trouble. If you need bail bond, let me know. WSBQ 684, we're clear.
WSGH 922 in the mobile.
Station 922, WIG 48, copy.
Jack, go ahead, WSGH 922 in the mobile.
I was thinking today is a good day to go to the range. But I can't.
Yeah, it would be a good day today for sure.
Yeah, well, I can't. Otherwise, I want to tell you if you are ready or not.
How's this radio sounding?
Sounding looking like you're sitting by me here.
Okay, good deal. Yeah, I just hadn't been on it in a while.
Is that guy Jesus?
Tid Radio.
Yeah, those are excellent radios anyhow.
Roger that, Jack. All right, my friend, we'll talk to you later. We're out.
All right, take care. Have a good day. WIEG 48.
WSGH 922, clear.
SFC 902. 973, out there, Red.
WSGH 922 in the mobile.
Good afternoon, 922. How's your day going?
202. How you doing? It's all good out here. Sun's a shining. Picking up some corn to put away and some tomatoes to put away.
WSFT 902. Yeah, good thing. Hey, it's a beautiful town. Sitting on the back porch smoking my cigarette. Figure I'll give a quick holler out to Dave, see what his day's about. I heard him out here this morning. I was kind of got company and drinking my coffee and didn't really want to jump in there. So. Glad you're having a nice day, though. Nothing like getting outside and getting around, running around, getting some stuff done.
Roger, roger. Yep. I haven't heard Dave out here in a couple of days, anyways. I don't know if we've been late the last few days, but all right. 202, well, good talking with you. We're getting ready to pull in here to spend some money, so we'll talk to you later. WSGH 922.
Roger that, 92, WSFT 902, I'll be, real quick, WSFT 902, 973, you out there? And no response from 973, WSFT 902, I'll be monitoring.
WSBM 993, monitoring.
WSGH 922 back in the mobile.
Good afternoon, Greg. 922 WSBM 993. How's it going?
Hey, hello, Chad. Yeah, it's going. Beautiful day. A little cloudy, but we're out running around. How about you?
Roger that. I heard you earlier talking to Jack there. How was the farmer's market? Pretty good.
Oh, yeah, we just picked up a dozen ears of corn, a bunch of tomatoes, and cucumbers, and peaches, and, oh, you name it, we got it.
That's awesome, man, that's awesome. Good healthy food there for sure, absolutely. Definitely enjoy that, absolutely, for sure. Well, I heard you out there, man, just wanted to jump in and say hello real quick, so I'll let you get back to your
business there, but just wanted to jump in. Enjoy your afternoon, the rest of your day, and we'll probably talk with you a little bit later there, Greg. Take care for now, my friend. Safe travels, WFDM 993.
All right, Chad, back at you. Same here. Have a great day. We'll chat at you later. WSGH 922 clear.
WSDM 993 mobile and monitoring.
Sound really good for being mobile. Mind if I ask where about you are?
Hey, station calling out there. Real staticky. Very hard to hear you. I'm located in Saginaw, Michigan on the Saginaw repeater there. Copy.
Copy, and thanks for the feedback. Some days I come through the Detroit repeater pretty good, and some days it's not so good. I'm like 40 miles out in western Oakland County, so it's a little bit of a stretch to hit it.
Yeah, roger that. I think we spoke before. Are you in Farmington Hills there, roger?
No, I'm in Highland. This is really close to like the Milford and Heartland area.
Roger that. You got an HD or a mobile radio?
I'm on a DB40, just sitting at home.
Yeah, copy. All right, man. Well, good talking to you there. Name is Chad, Charlie Henry Alpha Delta, WSDM 993. We'll be monitoring up your panel.
Yeah, nice to meet you, Chad. Enjoy the sun out there today. My name's Jason. This is WSJD 841, here in monitoring.
This is WSIT 284 through WSBM 993. Do you copy?
993, go ahead, Bill.
What's going on, Chad? This is Alex in Farmington Hills, WSIT 284.
I come back. I know you got a lot of background noise. I got you there in the traffic.
Roger that. I just heard you talking to 841 and you mentioned Farmington Hills. Figured you were probably talking about me.
Yeah, I was. I thought maybe that was you or whatever, but yeah, how's it going, man?
Doing well. Thanks for asking. How about yourself? Did you say I also had background noise on me?
You sound really good, actually. I have background noise over here. I'm driving, and there's background noise, traffic, motorcycles.
Roger that. I only hear it just a little bit here coming through the repeater, but you're sounding good for sure. I just wanted to make sure, because I know 841 was just on the Detroit repeater, and so am I, so I was curious if it was something going on with that, but it sounds like that's not the case.
Yep, I hear you loud and clear, read you loud and clear, no problems. Him, I don't know, it was just a little difficulty there, but I was still able to make him out pretty much, but it was just, you know. You on the Detroit repeater, though?
Correct. Coming through the Detroit repeater right now from Farmington Hills at home, so I'm stationary just on the Midland 575.
Roger that. It's sounding really good there, man. What was your first person like again? I got it wrote down on my log at home. What was your name again?
First personal is Alex. That's Alpha, Lima, Echo, X-ray.
Roger that. Yeah, I know. I just had it wrote down on my log at home, man. I'm not at home with my log right now, but... Hey, Alex, sounds good, man. Thanks for reaching out. Good talking to you. Well, do it again, my friend. You have yourself a good day. Enjoy the nice weather. Hopefully we got good weather down there. But we'll talk again, and thanks for reaching out. WSBM 993 will be monitoring.
Sounds great, Chad. Good talking with you. It's just a little partially cloudy here, but it's not too bad. It's looking good otherwise. This is WSIP 284. I'll be clear and monitoring.
WRTV 448, first global in town. WRTV 448, clear and monitor.
WSFP 902, 973, you got, you ready, Ron?
USDM 993, was somebody trying to contact you?
That's having the chat. No, I'm trying to call 973. So, have you heard him out here lately?
No, sir. Not today or anything. No. Not at all. WSDM 993.
Roger that. Yeah, I heard him out here earlier this morning, probably around 9-ish. Just wondering if you had a big deal. Have a great day, Chad. WFST 902. I'll be standing by monitoring.
WSFT 902, WSFZ 793, you around? Guess not. No contact, station 902. WSFZ 793, I'm quiet listening.
WSFT 903.
Hey, dog, what the hell's going on?
What's going on, brother? I heard you here talking this morning around 9-ish, and I had a house full of people, so I really couldn't, you know, jump up in here, so.
Yeah, roger that. Just talking, and every time I pause, man, and sit back, I start dozing off. Don't ask me why, man, but... just, even if I got done talking, I sit back and I just, for some reason, I start dozing off really good, quick. Finally, after about an hour of that, I just said, to hell with it, I shut down, I went to bed, went and laid back on the bed, and to get it all out of me, they're okay.
Yeah, roger that. I kind of...
Yeah, roger that. You're in the bad part of the house because it's hashing and mashing there. You're not in your sweet spot there, just so you know. Everybody leave?
I had Antenna not stick it straight up. I had it down on an angle, so that's part of the reason. I wasn't facing towards it. Anyways, not a big deal. But yeah, Frank just left out of here a little bit ago, and then a bunch of other people just left a couple minutes ago. Well, Frank left probably about 45 minutes, an hour ago. So
They check out how your two-way there, man? They like how that works or what?
I was telling Frank, I brought it up north with him. He's seen it, and he knew I was trying to get a hold of you down here, but the repeaters were down. They weren't linked, so I couldn't get a hold of you. And that's when I was talking to Blake and Bob there almost every day, and a lot of people out of Saginaw and a couple other things, because that's as far as down as far as I can. And at the last day, that's all I got through. I sit down and talk to you. But yeah, I told him, you know, if he wanted one or a set, I'd pick him up a set. And then same with Tommy. I told Tommy I'd get him a set, and nobody seemed too interested in it, so.
Yeah, roger that. Not much for none, but it'd be kind of cool to have him out here, Frank. Be nice to be able to chat with him out here. You know, he's a well-mannered, whatever the case may be. Yeah, I just every time I sat back, man, even while listening, I don't know why I just kept falling out, man. I mean, quick. And finally, once I got done talking to everybody and everything, I said, "The hell with this." And I figured I might as well get it all out, lay down and get all the sleep out of me. So, well, I've been up since, I think I woke up about 1:30, 2 o'clock. I've been up since. I just sitting here watching YouTube vids and messing around here, okay. It's crazy what's going on with the Cracker Barrel, ain't it?
I didn't really get the whole scoop on that. I don't know what the backlash was or whatever, but I seen on Instagram it was kind of crazy. But anyways, it's been lazy for me too. I got up at my normal 4:35 o'clock. Kind of went back to bed a little bit, and then I heard turn around 9-ish, and I got up, turned the radio on, listened to you for a minute, and then I dinked around, but then a bunch of people came by and then kind of just hung out, so. But yeah, what's the backlash on the Crackle Barrel thing? I know they went woke and then they went broke, because that's all over social media now, but I don't know what the original yada yada is, you know what I mean?
If I got it right, I hired this new CEO woman, and she's woke, I guess, if that's how you say it. And they've taken, you look at the original Cracker Barrel, when you see the Cracker Barrel sign, it says Cracker Barrel. There's a guy there next to a, a Cracker Barrel, and it says Country Cooking or something underneath and stuff. Well, they took all that off except for the Cracker Barrel. They removed the guy with the barrel and... And I don't know, I guess on the inside it ain't like it used to be no more, all that antique stuff and, like old country living. I guess it's not like that no more. And I guess they lost $100 million so far. It's only been a couple of days, too. And they lost $100 million so far, and I guess they're losing more. Nobody's digging it there, okay? WSOZ 793 for ID. I'll be back in a sec if you can hear me. Alright, I'm back. WSOZ 793 listening.
Call me on the landline. This radio's dying out.
Alright, give me a minute. I gotta dig it out. I'm munching real quick here, so give me a few.
RVD525.
Well, took 6 hours this time. Go figure.
What's going on? WC Tower, by 66, I'm here monitoring.
How you doing, Kevin?
Oh, where are you going, Sean?
You are terrible. That's funny. It used to be a grocery gas. That was 100. Now I think it's the full grocery gas. A couple hundred bucks. Anyhow, it was a little $50 trip.
Yeah, copy that.
Anywho, had it linked up for about 6 hours. 5 hours, 58 minutes, 15, 16, 17. So we'll see. The knuckle hit the chuckleheads. Keep it up. That'll be it.
Yeah, copy that. It's been good. It was good there for like almost a month or almost a month, month and a half. It was good. And then the idiots started again.
Yeah, I got a theory on that. I'll save it for another time. Anywho, I hadn't talked to you in a while, so I thought I'd say hi. Unpack a few groceries. The whole reason I ran out was for something specific. I'll start shaping up my plans based on that. That viewers, WRUU85.
Copy that. Sean, have a good night. Hope to talk to you again. And keep the radios going with you. And we'll talk soon. The rest of Sidekick.
Whiskey Robert Frank King 359 will be monitoring.
I guess not. WRUU850.
WSHR 566 to WSDU 844. You got a copy?
WSFT 902, 973 out there. You got it turned up, turned on.
Good evening, everybody. This is WSEP 257, going to be mobile and monitoring.
Good evening, right back. WSHF 567.
SAA 336, mobile to monitoring.
WSHF 567, I'd just like to say, today's been a beautiful 65th birthday. Hey, Mike and Houston Garage, I hope you guys had as good a day as I did.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
Come on, Chad. How you doing tonight?
Get in again, Chad, on the mobile there. How's it going?
My name's Chad, did you say you're on the mobile?
But it sounds like you're in the mobile.
Yes, I am. Ed is back home.
Copy that one for sure. I hear you. I appreciate the shout-out. We're linked up today a little bit. Or at least we were. I don't know if we still are, but linked up again, so that was good. Yeah, just making me some chicken strips right now and whatnot for me and my friends, so get back to doing that. But thanks for shouting out there, Chuck. We'll talk with you, WSBM 993.
Yep, copy that. This is WSA 336. I'll be clear, monitoring, and holding.
WSHR 566 on the air monitoring.
This is WSID 817 monitoring.
How's it going, Mike? WSA 336 mobile.
Chuck, where are you off to?
I'm just coming back from my mom's. I had a little crisis situation over there. Had to go straighten out. Now I'm heading back home.
Well, that is never good news. However, I am glad that it is all resolved now. Approximately how long did it take for that state to happen? How long were you there?
Oh, about 10 minutes.
Roger, roger. All right, what'd you do with your day today? I went to the shelter this morning, and then I cut my grass, finished cutting my grass, and then I ran over to Lori's, Station 305's, and they were having a cookout, so I went and had dinner and hung out for a couple hours, and met a couple new people, and yeah, had fun. And I had to run back home because I got to feed my dogs and walk them again. So, but right now I'm just kind of chilling in the garage and letting the dogs have a break for a minute.
Oh, that sounds like an eventful day. Yeah, I went and visited mom, came home, mowed the lawn, ate some supper, then I had to get a new phone, so my wife and I were programming my new phone, and my mom called and had an issue, so I had to go out there and straighten that out, and so now I'm heading back home to chill and hopefully get the phone done.
Yes, new phone day. I tell myself, every time I get a new phone, I'm like, all right, this is going to be the one that's going to last me. It's going to last me. I'm not going to upgrade until, like, further on down the line. And then, lo and behold, they come out with the next great latest and greatest thing. I end up upgrading eventually. And it's kind of like a bittersweet day. Like, I'm glad to have a new device. I'm glad the battery life is going to be good on it. Whatever features come along with the latest and greatest device, but even if they make the upgrade process completely automated, there's still apps that I have on there that are not easy to get into because of there's multi-factor authentication and whatnot.
Yeah, Roger that. Mine was out of necessity. A couple of years ago, I was working up in a lift, and it had a magnetic safety device on it, and I leaned against the rail, and it did something to my phone, and it's been acting up ever since, but it just got to the point where it was really starting to fail. I wasn't getting texts, I wasn't getting phone calls, so like I said, out of necessity, I had to get one.
Oh, sure, roger that. What phone did you end up going with, if you don't mind me asking?
We just have track phones, so I got a Moto, Moto G24, I think it is. And it's just a cheapie, but I'm a real abusive. My wife said, well, you got to go with this phone that's bigger than the one you got, which I hate. But she said, well, you could get an iPhone, but I'm gonna abuse it, so I'd rather not ruin a nice phone, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, Roger that. I know exactly what you're talking about. And if I were if I was abusive to my phones, I would do the exact same thing. And I highly advise Motorola phones, and because for $150 or $200 or whatever they sell those things for, those things are amazing. They are amazing, and they could, like, compete with, in my opinion, $500 and $600 phones at a very, very low price point. The specs on those things are amazing. They usually have some of the fastest charging there is. So, like, yeah, you'll be happy with that phone. I love Motorola phones, but I'm kind of married to Pixel at this point, to the Google phones. And I mean, I take care of my phones, and I end up trading them in. So they're going to give me $600 for my phone to trade up to a Google 10 Pro, and that's, so I got one on pre-order now. It should show up sometime next week. So I'll look forward to upgrading to that. You know, hopefully that thing's not a piece of junk. But I've had fantastic luck with the Pixels. I don't know. I've had them ever since the Pixel 1. I had the Pixel 1, 3, 6. I don't know. I went through the whole gamut.
Yeah, copy that. Anyway, Mike, I just got home, so I got to go back inside, see how my phone's coming along. It's like a little baby. You got to nurse it along. And I'll probably be out this evening. If you're on later, just give me a shout out, or I'll put my call out there. Glad you had a good day, though. Walking the dogs is never a bad time. I know that. But this is WSAA 336, and I'll be clear on your final.
Yep, Roger that, Chuck. I will probably be, you know, listening for the next 2 hours or so until I go to bed. So, if you throw your sign out, I'll be listening. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring.
WSJD 841 monitoring.
WRFX 966 radio check. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Copy 966, hear you loud and clear. This is WSJD 841.
Thank you very much. New mobile install. WRFX 966, clear.
WSBM 993, monitoring.
WRUG 488, WRFX 966. KFA DRC, or WRUG 488 from WRFX 966. Negative contract, KFE, speak up, or WRFX 966, clear.
Yeah, because most, nobody wants to talk to you, bud.
Apparently you do, but I don't care. See you later, WRFX 966. I'm clear and gone.
Yeah, bye-bye.
WSDY 438 on the band. Good evening, over there, saying how we heard you in there. How about them Detroit Tigers? 8-2 in the last 10 games. WSDY 438.
WSIU 709 monitoring.
WSCI 847. WIUG 38, copy. WSCI 847. WIUG 48, clear. The station out there, 847. Station 847. WIUG 48, copy. The station 999. The station out there, 999. WIUG 48, copy. The station 922. Station 922. WIUG 48, copy. The station 922. Station 922. WIUG 48, copy.
Oh, yeah.
WSCI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WSCI 847. WIUG 38, copy. Station out there, 847. Station 847. WIUG 38.
WSAT580 doing some serious wrenching tonight. Anyone else doing some wrenching on anything?
400, I just was on the repeater. You have a good signal, but your was really, really low.
Were you talking to me? I'm not sure, but broadcasting at 10 watts about 5 miles away from the Mount Clemens repeater.
At QSL, that was a lot better. The first time, I couldn't even understand what you were saying. The audio was that low. But you sound much better now. I'm over here in Fraser. Actually, I'm right on the border of Fraser and Roseville here on 13 Mile.
Yep, 10-4, this is a handheld I'm using, and I extended the antenna. So I went from my 10 to like a 20-inch antenna, so you probably are hearing me a little bit better now.
I don't know what you just did, but you went from sounding great to mostly static.
Alright, hold tight. I adjusted the antenna again, but I'm going to try another radio. Over.
Sure, I'll be here.
Didn't sound too bad. I'm right on top of the repeater here in Mount Lemmon. WRWB 49.
Thank you for stirring the daylight out of me.
Trying to anyway. Yeah, I know everybody says my audio is too bodacious.
Yeah, it's quite loud.
All right, I've got the same radio but a different antenna. How's this sounding? Any better, any worse?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, that other antenna is a telescopic ham radio antenna with a BNC connector. This is a more tuned in GMRS antenna.
I would stick with that one. That one's doing you really, really good.
Well, 10-4, thanks for the response. You wrenching on something tonight too, or turning a wrench on a machine, or just kind of chilling out?
Actually, I'm sitting outside because it's night out. Watching the pay-per-view from NXT Wrestling and just relaxing.
Wait a minute, did you say wrestling in there? Like wrestling, WWE style?
Yeah, QSL, but it was just a pay-per-view. A little earlier this evening, and I'm finally watching it now.
Well, right on, man. Hold on, I'm broadcasting at 5 watts. I'm going to try to broadcast at 10 and tell me what you think. All right, this is at 10 watts. Same radio, same antenna, but 10 watts power. You know, if it sounds a little bit better, a little more clear. Over.
I didn't really notice the difference. If there's anybody else out here that can chime in, please do. WSIK 839.
This is WSIU 709. You seem to be coming in crystal clear on my end. I'm out here in Chesterfield on the Mount Clemens repeater.
All right, thanks for the report. This is WSAT 580, and I am broadcasting at 10 watts from the Mount Clemens repeater in Harrison Township, about 5 miles away. So I could probably drop back down to 5 watts versus 10, but... not sure there's too big of a difference, but I was just curious.
Not to take this over, but from my end, you sounded crystal clear on all of them, on 5 watts and with the other antenna. It didn't seem like much change at all.
Please tell me you're not in Harrison Township Blues Guy.
I am broadcasting from 16 Mile Road and Jefferson, Harrison Township, about 5 miles away from the Mount Clemens repeater. Currently on 10 watts of power with the GMRS, a tuned antenna.
Your microphone.
I always thought Blue Sky was like a nice high-end resort.
That last station, can you repeat that last transmission? It was coming in, but I didn't catch it all. Thank you.
I always thought the Blue Sky was like a high-end resort. Someone mentioned Blue Sky.
High-end resort.
Yep, I'm not sure about Blue Sky or whatever, but sounds fun and sounds great. I've been wrenching on a boat in an ATV and a Jeep all day. Not sure if anyone else can relate. Just curious. Over.
I heard you say you're wrenching on a boat, but I didn't miss the last part of that.
Right, yes, I have a 1988 Sea Ray Laguna with twin Mercury 135 two-stroke outboards. And they're very simple engines. However, they require, a good looking over here and there. And I rebuilt the impellers today and backflushed the engines and did a couple other, little random stuff to keep them going, but 40-year-old engine still running very strong.
Not bad at all. Maintenance is key for sure.
Sorry, guys, I had to change radios because the battery died on the other one.
Yep, there's just something about keeping a very old school two-stroke running right, running good, very satisfying.
I've been that way with motorcycles for years, but after multiple accidents, I can't ride anymore, but I definitely miss riding and definitely miss working on them.
Yep, 10-4, copy that. I was also wrenching on my 2002 Yamaha Blaster today, another two-stroke machine, which is reserved for the trails in the woods, because I love riding motorcycles. I love it as much as the next guy, but I just don't do it anymore with the traffic and the amount of people just stuck on iPhones. So if I'm going to motorcycle, I do it off-road. This seems a whole lot safer to me, and I don't know, it's more fun.
That's 10-4 on that one. I started riding around the age of 19 when my parents told me over their dead body, and I went out and bought one. And then within 2 years, got my first accident, and then I gave up riding. I think it was in 2009 when my last bike got stolen. But, yeah, 5 accidents total and 13 major surgeries. So my days of that are over with.
All right, 10-4, copy that. Yeah, that's a lot. You don't mind, what is your age? I'm over 45 over here. Just curious, what your age is versus the amount of accidents you had. WSAT 580.
I am 44, feeling like I'm 65, so I should be able to retire. I think that's how that works.
All right, well, I'm 45 over here, so I have 1 year on you, so we're about the same boat here. So I understand how you're feeling.
Yeah, I lie to myself all the time and say everything gets better with age, but yeah.
Well, luckily I've had a minimum of accidents, and I did a lot of riding when I was very young, ages 16 to like 21, which would have been the 90s, like 95 to 2001, before the iPhone and before distracted driving was a very, very big thing. I would be absolutely terrified to drive any type of motorcycle with traffic nowadays, which is why I just stick to the woods and the trails.
There's quite a bit of static coming through on that last one, but I can still hear you. Yeah, no, I get it, man. It's not even like it's been that long, but it's a different world out there now. Than cell phones and everything's a distraction. And as it is, nobody cares, nobody pays attention, so it just makes it even worse.
Alright, just for S&Gs, I went outside. It was in my garage, but I just went outside in the open air just to see how the transmission feels any better or not. Over.
Yeah, that does seem a little bit better. Is there a lot of trees by you?
WSBM 993 monitoring.
How's it going
today, 993? Hey, Roger there. How's it going? WSBM 993 located over here in Saginaw on the Saginaw repeater. What's your location there, copy? WSBM 993 monitoring.
WSGH 922 monitoring.
TV 92 Greg, just wanted to jump in and say hello, nothing more, nothing less. WSBM 993.
I got you, Chad. All right, buddy, we'll talk to you later, WSGH 922.
993, you still out there? This is WSIU 709.
Roger that, go ahead, 709.
Hey, Chad, I talked to you in the past. Hey, I got a question for you. What kind of antenna are you running?
Right now I'm currently on my radio inside of the house. I currently run a DB20G radio oddity, DB20G mobile radio, 20 watt. And currently use a Nagoya 72 magnet mount on a cookie sheet up on top of the roof there by the eavesdrop gutters there, copy?
The UV-72, did you say you have that on the baking sheet?
Yeah, that's copy, yes.
Yeah, I'm impressed, man. You're coming in crystal clear from Chesterfield, which is Macomb County.
Roger that. You must be, yeah, we're linked up on the repeaters, I'm assuming. We're evidently linked up right now. You must be on the Detroit, or are you on the Macomb, or the Mount Clemens repeater?
I'm connected on the Mount Clemens repeater.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, you're sounding real good yourself over this way this evening, too. Sounding really, really good also. Crystal clear, full quieting, sounding real, really well.
Excellent, I appreciate it. What's the frequency there for the signal one, if you don't mind?
That I'm not 100% right offhand. Greg might know the answer to that. 922, can you answer that question there, the frequency for the Saginaw?
Never mind, I was just able to
8.575.
Yeah, roger that. That does sound great.
Stepped away for a second. What was the question?
He was wondering what the repeater frequency was for the sag on a repeater, but he found it, I guess, 575.
Oh, yeah, roger that, yep. 462-575.
This is WSAT-580, broadcasting from Harrison Township again, 467.675 on the third walkie. Quinn Chang with the OEM antenna. Here's someone. WSAT-580 monitoring. Anyone else doing a 3D printing tonight? Question mark.
WSGH 482.
Oh, nothing much. I shouted for you earlier, and I couldn't find it. So I have to say, okay, we're not connected. So, because nobody else answered out there. Anyhow, there's not much going on either way, this way or the other way, roger.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I fell asleep and just woke up here. So my schedule is a little bit off.
That's okay. I won't worry about it too much. But really, there's nothing going on out there. I was out there and all there was about 3-4 people on 40. That's about it. Otherwise, there was nothing going on. There was one guy on a 20-meter, but he was talking to the other guy about going target shooting and all that.
Yeah, I was on there earlier today, and I logged about 6 or 8 contacts. Wasn't too busy at all, but yeah, they're probably out there right now.
Well, I don't know about out there now, but you know what? What is it? I don't know what's all about. I mean, 10 meter, forget it. 20 meter, used to be a lot of people. Now it's down to a few. And the 40 meter is the same thing. I don't know what's going on out there. Could be the weather.
Yeah, there was a lot of POTA stations out there earlier today. You know, people doing parks on the air. There was quite a few of those. Like I said, I logged about 10 or 12 of them. But other than that, yeah, there was not a whole lot, DX at all.
That could be the condition is not that good. Great. Anyhow. All right, Greg. Go ahead and watch your TV, whatever you're doing. I'm going to go out there and watch TV for a little bit. We'll talk later anyhow. WIUG38.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, we'll chat at you later. WSGH92, I'll be clear.
You are K359, Jack. You got copy?
Yeah, Robert, where have you been? I shouted for you yesterday, not today though, yesterday, I couldn't find you. I want to know because I was getting out or not, roger?
I heard you. I had the radio on, but I just
I didn't feel like getting up there after that. But you heard you coming out good. Yeah, I said, so funny, you heard just a few minutes ago. For some reason, see, I got my walkie-talkie on. And I got my mobile on. But somehow the mobile got on 600. And the walkie-talkie is on this channel. And I'm calling for you, and I thought you answered me. And all of a sudden, I hear the other guy talking. You know, I go, something ain't right here. So I look at the mobile, and I had to take the channel, and it didn't work.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, Robert. Sounds like you got look like more power. I don't know if you're handheld or you're a base station.
Is that better now?
Say that one more time.
Come on back, I hear you. I have the volume turned down on the mobile.
Oh, Robert, what you do is, you still don't sound that good. Turn one off and leave the other one on. And that's how it goes. You cannot have two radios same time close by either. Roger?
WRFK 359.
Is that
better?
Yes, but that sounds... it looks like power going on. I don't know what it is. But you know, better from before, because that thing was too noisy, but now it cut off a little bit.
Yeah, it's important. Yeah. All right, I'm going to let you go here. I might be overpowering. I don't know. Something ain't working right. All right, talk to you later, Jack. WRFK 359 will be clear. I can find him.
Hey, Robert. I don't know if that your antenna or I really don't know how that is, but it sounds okay now, but it sounds a lot better. But it still that noise going, look like power going on, or something like that. Anyhow, let it go for now. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Take care. WIUG 38.
WSIU 709. Calling out the gentleman in Harrison Township working on his boat. You still out there?
WRFK 359. Anybody can give me a radio check?
You're coming in pretty clear. There's a little bit of noise, but...
RFK 359, east side of Wyandotte, will be clear. We appreciate it.
No problem at all. WSIU 709 monitoring.
Yeah, it sounded like an AC hum.
Yeah, there was a couple people today that I heard talking on the Detroit repeater. And it sounds like it might be something with that repeater.
Node 710 disconnected.
WRI, Whiskey Robert Franking 359 on a handheld. Radio check. I want to see if this guy buzzed you.
No, Robert, now you're doing good. Excellent, that noise is gone.
Is it there now?
I know, when you talk it came back, but it's gone. When you, the first time, I don't know what you did.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Is it the buzzing is similar on this one?
It's the same thing. What was it before? But when you were on a handheld, it didn't come out of nothing.
It could be the electrical towers out in front of my house. They could be acting up or something. So, all right.
All right, but take care. WIUG 48.
WRFK
59 will
be cleared.
All right, great. Now it's gone, Robert. Now, how you said it, it's gone.
Yeah, this one right now is Diane Allen.
Yeah, now it's not good.
This one here is
the way it is.
Ribbit. You're sounding good on the handheld, and you got the AC hum on the mobile. All right, I'll check it out tomorrow. It's too late to check it out now. So, this radio will be off the air, and it won't be on. WRFK 359 will be off the air on this one.
WRFX 966.
WRFK 359 for radio checker. WRFK 359 will be clear. Monitor.